fresh breath of alternate air.
This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, bringing you the greatest tracks from the UK and Ireland. Yes, it's that time of year again where I shall be choosing my top 10 albums from UK and Irish artists for the preceding year, in this case 2021. And let's get things started with a banger. It's the sophomore album from Newcastle's Sam Fender. The album 17 Going Under has really established Sam Fender as one of the artists of 2021. And I think rightly so. The track we're going to hear is called I, here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Jurassic Plastic.
Jesus get nailed to the cross in real time and in theirs. They watched Buddha the fall to the Romans. They watched Lenin as they shot him dead. They watched Jackie pick up Kennedy's head. They watched kids go to Epstein's bed. They watched Hollywood whitewash remake movies of napalm falling like water or rock. They watched the atom bomb reduce two cities to dust and paint the old narrative as totally the flat tones above our head that paint the phone black and red. Children's eyes crushed and dread. They all knew where it led. Drink eyes deep in guile. They knew the fall was coming all the while. And they doubled down on misery. The age-old blatant mystery. Subdiffusion synergy. It's a blame
And in the 10th position in my countdown of the top UK and Irish albums of 2021, we just heard Sam Fender with his album 17 Going Under. And in 9th position is Bicep, a DJ duo from Belfast. And their album Isles is just chock full of brilliant tracks, many of which I've played this past year on Drastic Plastic. The one we'll be hearing now is their single Apricots. And in 9th place among the top 10 albums of 2021 in the UK and Ireland, we just heard Bicep from their album Isles. which brings us to the number 8 position, which is firmly held by Squid, a quirky band yet extremely creative and cool from Brighton, UK. And this is their first full-length album, Bright Green Field. From that album, I'll be playing you GSK here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM. That you just heard is none other than GSK off the album Bright Green Field by Squid, which is holding down the number 8 position on my top 10 albums of 2021 from the UK and Ireland, which brings us to number 7. Well, I'm a bit confused because the album in number 7 is called 9. I'll sort that out when I'm playing the track from it, London Gangs. Nevertheless, 9, the album, in 7th position, is released by Salt, which is an amazing collective of artists from London. Fun fact, my number 1 album was by Salt. It was called, actually, it was held by 2 albums released in 2020. I'll stop there with all the confusion with numbers. In any case, just relax and enjoy this next track, London Gangs, in my 7th position for 2021.
alive. No one's doing right. It's a bigger price. Man and gangs, red postcodes, revenge is all you know. Think of your big bro.
Mates, in seventh position, Salt with their album 9, and the track I played off that album, London Gangs, which brings us to number 6. And this is a great one. Just every time I listen to this, it puts me in the best mood. It's the third album from Jungle, from the jungle of West London, I might add. This album, Loving in Stereo, is so many smooth, chill yet groovy tracks that are pretty much the signature of the band Jungle. And the one I'll be playing you now is All of the Time, here on Drastic Classic, CKUT 90.3 FM.
All of the time.
You know.
Doesn't that just make you feel great? That is from the album in sixth position on our countdown of the top 10 albums of 2021 from the UK and Ireland. That album being Loving in Stereo from Jungle, and the track we heard all of the time, which, of course, brings us to number 5 on our countdown for 2021. And the band is called Idols. Yes, any listener of Drastic Plastic, whether it be my show or even I know Doug Ford has played Idols. He's an Idols lover. Make no question about it. This band is prominently featured, and they have a new album out. It just came out this past fall, but that qualifies for 2021. It's called Crawler, and a lot of excellent quality on that album. Again, probably not breaking new ground, but if you're an Idols fan, I don't think you want them to. This track is outstanding. It's my favorite track on the number 5 album, When the Lights Come On, here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. What a great track that was. Proudly holding down the number 5 position on my countdown of the top 10 albums from the UK and Ireland in 2021 is the album Crawler from Bristol, UK's Idols, and that track that we just heard, When the Lights Come On. And at this point, I'll just take a quick pause to mention, as I'm sure many of you have had the same conversation, I've had this conversation with more than several of my mates, namely that one of the good things, if not the only good thing, to emerge from the pandemic is the fact that given the profound disruption in lifestyles, lockdowns, things like that, musical artists have had the time, the solace, the inspiration to come up with some real masterpieces. And I'm looking forward to seeing what emerges in the next several years. I am starting to see some pretty interesting albums. I mean, this, even 2021, I mean, I find that what has come out in 2021 is of higher quality than the past several years. So let's hope this trend not just continues, but escalates. Speaking of quality, my album in the number four position for 2021 is from Little Sims. Her album, Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, is, again, it's finally brought her from being critically acclaimed, you know, having her, certainly her group of fans, myself included, to really hitting the big time. I mean, this album has announced the arrival of Little Sims on the global music scene. And I actually had a very difficult time selecting something to play from Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, but this one's my favorite track. I Love You, I Hate You. Here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Give my life for this. If the bullet was the beat, I would probably die for this. How many times did I cry for this? I would hate myself if I didn't at least try for this. What's at stake is bigger than me. Blood, tears, how it stains, can't rid it with ease. What we have in common is our pain. We're given the keys to unlock what it takes to fight for what we believe in. Hard to confront the truth with what you see in the mirror. Some people you inspire and others you trigger. Fighting in blind faith, led by the internal voice. You might not want to do it, but you don't have a choice. Will the pressure take me to new heights or be my demise? Will my intentions coincide with what I advise? The people looking up to me doing everything right. But who am I to tell anyone how to live their life? Your pain threshold will determine if you survive. I'm amazed by it. Lying to myself, pretending I was never faced by it. Maybe because you're in my DNA, that's why. Sometimes. But right now, you made the promise to God to be there for your kids. You made the promise to give them a life you didn't live. My ego won't fully allow me to say that I miss you. A woman who hasn't confronted all her daddy issues. The day will come when you gotta find all the answers to your sins. Pressures are provided, feeling unhappy within. Or what kind of external family shit up on your plate. But I understand wanting and needing an escape. Too much I said, now with silence giving me headaches. Only through speech can we let go of all this dead weight. Even though I'm angry, don't wanna be disrespectful. Trying to figure out how to approach this in the best way. Hard to not carry these feelings even on my best days. Never thought my parents would give me my first heartbreak. Anxiety giving me irregular heart rate. Used to avoid getting into how I really feel about this. Now I see how fickle life can be, and so it can't wait. Should have been the person there to hold me on my dark days. It's easier to stargaze. I wish then be faced with this reality. Is you a sperm donor or a dad to me, and still you live and learn.
from birth? How did you humanize your hero? Grounded your only respect to discern. Half-hearted stories can't let your guard down. To get to Nirvana, where do you start out? Angry because they don't meet your unrealistic standards. Then you realize that they're human and you calm down. Sometimes I'm unbalanced and I think, raw, why am I losing my steps? Lately I'm paranoid, I feel my life is a mess. I'm just using my voice, hope it will have an effect. He was just once a boy, often I seem to forget. Looking at Polaroids, a picture secretly kept. You know what was destroyed, but you don't know what was left. Trying to phase out the noise of all you hear in your head. Everything is a choice and anything can be said. Is you missing the point? Are you just hearing me vent? Or is you in understanding, knowing my words will connect? I keep you in my prayers, cause life is short as we know. Every mistake you make should contribute to your growth. What you choose to avoid will probably come in your dreams. I'm not forgiven for you, man, I'm forgiven for me. And sometimes 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 always.
I Love You, I Hate You is the track I just played off the number 4 album on my countdown of the top 10 albums from the UK and Ireland for the year 2021. The artist, Little Sims, the album, Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, is very much worth acquiring. It is to date truly the pinnacle of the career of Little Sims, which brings me to my top 3. And these 3 albums are as great as numbers 4 through 10 are. These 3 are a whole quantum level above. It was very difficult to choose among the 3. However, in 3rd position is the album Spare Ribs by Slayford Mods from Nottingham. And again, if you have ever even occasionally listened to my show on Drastic Plastic, you'll know that I'm a huge Slayford Mods supporter. They started recording about probably 12 years ago or so, and I've just been all over them ever since, heavily featuring them on this show. I'd love to see them live at some point. I don't know if they have traveled to New York City. Let's see what post-pandemic 2022 holds. In any case, this album, Spare Ribs, is noteworthy, even though it's something like their 9th or 10th album. They typically put out one release per year. They even have a short documentary movie, I might add, which is called Bunch of Kunst, which is a kind of K-U-N-S-T, is German for art, kind of a clever play on words, which, of course, there's no one with better at clever plays on words than Slayford Mods themselves. However, this album, Spare Ribs, it does mark somewhat of a milestone in that it's the first of their albums that ever features other guest vocalists. Both of these vocalists are female, one of which is on the single Nudge It. She's none other than Amy Taylor, who is the vocalist for Amel and the Sniffers, who are at this very moment coming into their own worldwide in terms of popularity. However, on this track I'm playing is Mork and Mindy, and they're featuring a guest vocalist, Billy Nomates. And Billy Nomates is, again, and she's definitely worth investigation in her own right. She's also from Nottingham, hometown of Slayford Mods. In any case, I'll leave you with this. The band felt motivated at some point when releasing the single Mork and Mindy that we're about to hear. They released this description, which I found just eloquent. Mork and Mindy is the sound of the central heating and the dying smells of Sunday dinner in a house on an estate in 1982. Concrete, dented garages, nicotine. where beauty mainly exists in small cracks on the shell of your imagination. With this, I bring you Mork and Mindy from Slafer and Mods off their number 3 album, Spare Ribs.
Don't mess about. I make them kiss each other when my mum and dad go out. No messing, no curtain twitching, no stressing. I don't hang about. I get them down and dirty, then get them falling out, then get them flirty, get them throwing plates at each other, cause that's what it's all about. Now fuck off back to your own room. Welcome in the back room, when fuck all's going on, what's new, and the plated scenes of that. I live on a really depressing cul-de-sac, where couples get divorced and people come up that you've never seen before. Like that, smell of cigars and oil twat.
Go too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go. Too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go.
Mork and Mindy, I got eagle eyes above me. I just hit it out. Agent tan, stainproof kitchen mat and ass. Pheasant just hanging about. Look at the sea patch on the fucker. Old man and his brother setting about. Stinks like an old body, like mornings on the body. Shotgun lagerotte, like porn up sticking constantly. Wi-Fi's gone all lo-fi, my arse is feeling too dry. Like crackers out at midnight, I can't be arse with a butter, alright?
You're not from round here. Crash landed about a week ago.
Of the top 10 albums from the UK and Ireland for 2021, we heard a track off of the number 3 album, Spare Ribs, by Slafer and Mods. The track is Mork and Mindy. It features Billy Nomates. And one thing I know for sure, she certainly does have mates, namely Jason and Andrew from the band. I think they just make a fantastic... They do fantastic work there. So, again, run, pick up Spare Ribs. It's well worth your time. If you don't know Slafer and Mods, it's an excellent introduction. Which brings me to number 2. There are only 2 albums left, and I bet everyone's mind is racing as to what they might be. Well, again, it was extremely difficult selecting amongst this top 3. However, the number 2 album, which probably will be of no surprise to anyone who has faithfully listened to my show, because I've played something from this album on almost every show since it was released partway through the year. It's a group called Public Service Broadcasting. And this album, Bright Magic, again, brings them to a whole nother level. The band's been around, again, about a decade or so. They've been percolating around. I've always enjoyed them. A lot of my mates as well have quite liked them. But up until now, they really eschew a commercial sound. Fantastic musicianship, especially the guitar work. But they've always chosen themes that are they're quite curious, but it works extremely well. The themes in the past having been space travel, mining, coal mining in Wales. And this album, it's a bit more of a loose theme, but nevertheless, it works splendidly. This album, Bright Magic, is thematically centered around German music, I'd say in particular Berlin. Quite a bit of the album does feature, I'll say, German lyrics, German singers, including there's one track I've played quite a bit by Blixa Bargeld, who is one of the Bad Seeds, or has been from time to time, with Nick Cave. But this album, some of the songs do feature, not just feature, they strongly succeed at breaking the commercial barrier, which I think is fantastic because, again, musically, you know, guitar work, songwriting, it's all there, and it's there like par excellence. However, again, if people hear the two tracks that are that are in particular very commercial, namely My Blue Heaven, as well as the one I'll be playing you, People, Let's Dance. Once they start exploring a bit further, and it doesn't take much further on the album, you'll be pleasantly surprised with the just wonderful creativeness of Public Service Broadcasting. Again, it's one of those bands I would love to see them live. In any case, until they show up live in Montreal or your city, enjoy. Off the number two album, Bright Magic, I bring you People, Let's Dance. Here on Drastic Plastic, CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal.
Salziger Schweiß, Bewegungen der Seelen, hier spielen sie kraftvolle Musik. Warum ich tanzen kommen, es ist ganz natürlich. Tanzen, komm, tanzen, komm, tanzen. Die
And yeah, mates, I think you can see why. That was just brilliant stuff and very much worthy of occupying my number two position among the top 10 albums from the UK and Ireland of 2021. That was People Let's Dance from the album Bright Magic by Public Service Broadcasting. And again, I implore you, if you're not familiar with Public Service Broadcasting, check out Bright Magic, and as well as very much recommend some of their previous albums as well. This brings me to my number one album of 2021. Can you guess what it is? I have featured it once before on my show. I'll give you that hint. And this is truly next level stuff. And I will not be describing it because it defies verbal description. It's the album Promises, a collaboration between Floating Points, which is a London producer, Pharoah Sanders, who's an American, 81-year-old American jazz musician, and the London Symphony Orchestra. And this album Promises, it comprises 9 movements, you know, very much like one would find in classical music. But again, I assure you, it is not classical by any means. I would not call it jazz. I would not call it ambient or trippy. It's extremely unique. It is an album. All I will say is my own personal experience. You listen to it in its entirety, and it just takes you somewhere. You need to be consuming nothing more strong than a glass of water, and it will take you on the most amazing cerebral trip and just emotional experiences, exuberance that you could ever imagine. It's really something special. So I'll just leave it at that. I will be playing you Movement 6, which many people, and by the way, this is not an obscure album. People around the world just adore it. If you get it, you get it. But again, many, many people, including myself, recommend that Movement 6 is among the 9 movements the most, let's say, the best one to listen to. So without further ado, my number one track of 2021 from the UK and Ireland, off of Promises by Floating Points, Pharoah Sanders, and the London Symphony Orchestra, Movement 6. Thanks for listening, mates, and I will be catching up with you next week. Cheers. Thank you.
It's the 27th hour of chaos, horror, disorder, and we are on the air on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yes, it's me, your captain, Graham, and my friend, Dead End Doug. and his friend, me.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. Welcome, listeners, to our humble little 27th hour show that we've been doing for... And now, I think I started doing this show in January.
Oh, yes.
Mid-January.
And a Facebook memory came up.
Maybe... It's been at least 10 years. Possibly 12.
I think you said that last time, a couple of years ago. But yeah. I've been doing this show for, I believe, 7 years.
Nice.
This is my 7th year doing this show, I think.
That's crazy.